there. Here we are on the 1st of February, 2022. What a lovely first day of the month. I hope you said iguana, iguana, iguana when you first woke up. It's Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Well, it's Sluggo anyway. Kevin hasn't shown up yet. And here we are in the middle of a Van Halen twofer. I'm sure we'll get to more VH very soon. But you know what happens when Kevin is late, right? And I'm sure he'll show up eventually. He's certainly not going to not be here all day.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
Danny Elfman is on the phone. Danny, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I see on Instagram you with pigs?
Pigs?
Was it pigs or dogs?
No, chicken.
Chickens?
Chickens.
Wow, it dude.
I knew it was
Kevin's new to this earth, so he's not sure about what kind of animals
Listen,
they are.
I just knew it was like I didn't expect to see Danny Elfman with chickens.
Like pigs with feathers and beaks.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
But wait, there's more.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
She stripped naked for no reason, drank shower gel, and washed her clothes in a toilet after getting COVID in a bizarre display of delirious mania.
Very delicious different. Mania.
Very different.
I love it.
Delicious Mania is playing the Forum next month.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
Diver down. Diver down.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was watching 30 Rock or Parks and Rec. I don't remember which one, but
one of those great shows. Yeah.
Both of those shows. Yeah. One of the characters said, "I'm in air quotes, technically out of the country for that person."
Okay. So if they call,
right.
Well, I'm pretty sure that was Jack actually on 30 Rock. That
very
really
possible.
Sounds like a Jack.
Very
line.
Possible. Yeah, yeah. I'm technically out of the country for that person. And it made me think of, we did a call-in topic at the other station of you faked your own death, which we were surprised to actually get calls on.
Yeah.
People actually did.
Have done it.
Yes.
And it just changed everything and vamoosed.
And
this had to have been in the 90s, though. That'd be very hard to do these
it
days.
It was in the 90s, and it would be much harder these days.
Yeah, yeah, but I love it.
But the, I'm technically out of the country for this person, kills me because it's really difficult for people to have conflict. People are so conflict averse. They can't imagine. Listen, it's not you, it's me, blah, blah, blah. I'm out of the country.
Right.
I wish I had a different choice for you, but that wraps it up in a bow.
Right.
Takes all the conversation out of it.
I can't do anything about this at all
I wish I could.
But I'm in a different country.
But I'm not in the country right now, so I don't know.
And I like not specifying which one. It's just random as hell.
Just not in the country.
Yeah.
You don't say you're in Canada. You don't say you're in Mexico. You don't say you're anywhere else.
Certainly you don't say you're in North Korea, because that doesn't make any sense.
Not in the United States, is it?
I love it.
So while I would love to deal with whatever situation we've got going on, I'm not available.
So if I ever call you someday and the car's on fire or I've been arrested or whatever, and like, I'm sorry, dude, I'm out of the country. I
right.
know that that's just
code for I'm not going to help you. Let the car burn. No, but I would assume there are so many people who say they moved too far away.
Right.
Moved from, you know, even Los Angeles to San Diego, for example.
Sure, which didn't used to be a big deal, but it is actually now.
It's a little prohibitive.
Yeah.
A little prohibitive.
Yeah, you know.
So I'd love to see you next weekend, but I'm not here.
Yeah.
I'm in San Diego.
Yeah. You know how far that is.
I live in Riverside, and it would be really a long drive to get to Manhattan Beach. I'm really sorry. I would love to.
True.
You could literally be just on the other side of Los Angeles for this.
Yep.
All right. So excuses that you have used.
Ah, okay.
Excuses you've given people so that you don't have to deal with their
drama.
Right. The
at
drama
that moment. Yeah.
So you just don't want to deal with it and you made something up. What did you make up?
Good question.
Out of the country right now.
What's the weirdest one you've used?
818. I've always been okay at conflict.
Yeah. I know. I was thinking.
I've always been okay at that.
Yeah.
No one loves it.
Right.
But
some people do. They really do love it. Yeah.
But I've always been okay at it in that I'm able to navigate those waters even though it's difficult.
Yeah.
But some people don't, are so conflict averse, they don't want to have anything to do with even breaching a subject.
Right.
So they make up an excuse why they don't have to.
Yep. I worked all night. I was asleep, but something weirder than that, crazier than that.
Yes. Crazier. Especially. Your wedding is in June. I'm going to be in Hawaii.
All right. I'm out of the country. I'm technically out of the country.
I'm out of the country for that person.
Yes.
So 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. 818-955-KLOS.
That lo-fi Who sound. You know, if you want to get technical, I kind of think that that's like an early punk song. That and Hound Dog by Elvis Presley, because you got
of the sound of it?
Yeah, and the way it's just so tight. You got a drum, you got a guitar, you got a guy screaming. He's like pretending he's going to throw out the F-bomb through the whole song.
Right.
Basically the roots of punk rock. A little taste of punk, like that with Elvis as well. I've always heard of Elvis.
You're a little deep.
I got too much time on my hands.
He's got a little something going on
listening
up there.
To too much damn music.
Who knew? It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was watching 30 Rock or Parks and Rec. I'm sorry, I can't remember which one.
Right.
So one character said, for that person, I'm, quote, out of the country.
If they call, I'm out of the country.
I'm, quote, out of the country. So we're asking you for lies that you made up to avoid conflict. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
All right, we're talking about excuses you came up with so that you didn't have to have conflict.
Yeah, I was called into work and I told them that I was with my best friend because his gecko had passed away.
You didn't.
Did you work at Geico? Please tell me so.
Why?
No, I wish. That'd be too good.
But you were doing it to be funny?
No, I was genuinely with my friend because his gecko passed. And
so it was a true story.
Yes.
But they didn't believe you.
We're not looking for true stories. We're looking for
filthy lies.
We're looking for lies. All right, get off our phone. Thank you for calling.
Sorry about his gecko. We're very sorry.
That's what we mean, yes.
Yes.
KLOS, hello.
I'm going to hell for this one. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Kev Dog, I love you guys.
Check it out.
My best excuse is I was in contact with somebody who was exposed to COVID.
Oh, hey, man. How do we not even think of that?
How often must that happen?
That's brilliant.
I mean, terrible.
I love you, Sluggo and Kev Dog. I love you
guys.
Thank
you, man.
I'm going to burn in hell.
Thank you. You are. Okay, we'll see you there.
Yeah.
How genius is that?
Yes. Yeah, thanks, dude. Thank you so much.
818-955-KLOS. I can't imagine that hasn't been used 100,000 times in this city alone.
Yes.
You don't even have to have it.
No.
You came in contact with somebody.
My neighbor's got it. I better stay home.
We don't have to do anything anymore.
Kevin, you know what? My neighbor did actually have it. I probably better not come in tomorrow.
I know a guy whose neighbor had it. So I need to not come in tomorrow as well.
818-955-KLOS, your excuse for getting out of stuff.
I was watching 30 Rock, and there was a person that responded, if somebody's calling me, I'm, quote, out of the country for them. I'm out of the country for them. Just whoever it is, just tell them I'm out of the country. You made up a lie to get out of some kind of conflict. Do you have that?
Okay, this one's not like faking your death or anything, but you can fake it over and over again. But if you're like your in-laws or maybe a family event, you just make an announcement as loud as you can to the group, like, oh my God, I left the oven on, we gotta go.
Have you tried that?
Yeah, it's awesome. It works. And everyone's like, oh, got to get out of there.
And it's probably like the in-laws now are going, all right, let's take bets. It's going to be an hour and 10 minutes before they left the oven on.
Plus, he leaves it on he's left it on three times in the last week. That seems like a lot.
Hey, but you know, that's worth a try. I think that's not bad. And if it's worked for you, good.
It's no, I know someone with COVID.
That's
thank
true.
You for calling. KLOS, hello.
That one's unbeatable.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for talking about lies you told to get out of conflict.
Yes, I've told a lie before. I have plans later. I've got a yogurt I got to eat that I purchased.
Yogurt I got to eat.
You've never specified the yogurt thing, right? You just say, I have plans later.
Yeah, I have plans later.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah, you know, but if I have, it's been since I was a real teen, but I used to say a lot of times, I've got something else to do. I'm going to go do it. You know what I mean? Just like totally like, I'm going to go eat some
as
yogurt.
As a surprise?
Yeah, it's like, screw you.
Just
I don't
like,
care.
I'm
I don't
want to
hang
this?
Out with you. Yeah, yeah.
I guess it for the future as well. You're done with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow, you're both dicks.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you told lies, a lie to get out of conflict?
I did. I got a call yesterday, and they asked to speak to my name, my married name. Hmm. I've been divorced for, you know, over 13 years.
Right.
And so I said, you have the wrong number. And they're like, oh, this is not this person. I said, nope. So it technically wasn't me. I haven't used that name for more than 13 years.
Gotcha.
And then when he hung up, yeah, when he hung up, I was like, shoot, what if my ex-husband died and they're trying to give me money? I'm like, nah, still not worth it.
Yeah, what
if- still not worth it.
Still not worth it, even for a giant check.
Nope.
I get it. I get it. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to think of the last time I said I would leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the last crazy person I left with, the last crazy person I dealt with didn't leave me alone until I left the country. So, you know, sometimes it could be true.
Wow. So it was true in your case?
It was true. It literally did not leave me alone until I was leaving the country. I'm like, dude, I'm out of here, man.
What you need to do is lie earlier.
Yeah.
If we've learned anything, it's don't wait till you're leaving.
Leaving the country works.
Say you're leaving.
Yeah, whenever.
I'm leaving tomorrow. It just came up. We're talking about people who hate conflict, and so to avoid conflict, they just make stuff up.
And the best one that's come in so far is, oh, I came into somebody that had COVID. I'm
I
not
came in contact with somebody
to...
who had COVID, which is genius.
Yeah.
Because people are so hyper-vigilant.
Yeah.
That they are, that they want you to stay away.
Yeah.
I'm happy you told me that.
Yeah.
All is right with the world. You go on about your way and stay away
I'm
from me.
I'm sure it's really, I mean, of course it's wrong to lie.
Of course that's what we mean.
But I mean, if you're looking for the perfect lie, I can't listen. Do this. You know, I need to get out of this at all costs.
Everybody's so hypervigilant about that.
Yeah.
Right? Well, not everybody, but people are smart.
That's true.
I would, that seems like a bad one.
Yeah.
But you made something up to get out of conflict?
Yeah, definitely. I always tell people, especially the ones who I see from high school that I really don't want to see anymore, I tell them I was in a terrible car accident and I suffered some head trauma and I just don't remember.
Wow. Go for the gold, man.
That's pretty, that's strong.
That
so not only can I not see you now, I will never recognize you.
Yeah, so don't bother
That
me.
Is right. Well, and it works for a lot of things. I love it.
Oh, wow.
That is my go-to excuse for everything.
I think if I weren't doing this particular job, I might actually go
that's
for that.
That's not bad.
People, no.
It's sort of offensive to those of us that do have brain trauma. But whatever. You know,
right on, man.
You do you.
Thanks for calling, man. You got really close to you do you boo on that one. You got to be careful.
Nope.
You don't want that.
Nope.
Hi, KLOS. Did you lie? What do you lie about? How do you lie? Oh, my God.
Did you lie?
To get out of something? Oh. Hey.
Yeah. Hey,
I
did you?
I listening anyway, so
yeah, no idea. Thank God, because what we just said made zero sense. Did you make up a lie to get out of some type of conflict?
Me? No.
Okay, good.
After all that, perfect, great. Heidi and Frank going to do that again tomorrow morning. Should I stay or should I go? It's another round of brand new artistes. They bring them in and they play the music for people and then they let them throw rotten tomatoes and rocks if they don't like the
which
music.
Which is enjoyable.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, it's nice fun. When they find one that everybody likes. That's nice and good, but.
Do you know the name Michael Protzman?
No, I do not.
He is the leader of QAnon.
Oh, I should then.
In Dallas.
Big fan.
He's notorious for predicting that John F. Kennedy is going to return.
Is that where that
That's
came
the guy,
from?
Yes.
Oh, and they're expecting him on the 2024 ticket.
He and about 20 of his followers have been in Dallas for months waiting for JFK to come back.
Oh, it's like the Great Pumpkin. You just got to really be sincere.
And then President Trump, Donald Trump. In his first major rally of 2022, did it in Arizona, and Michael flew to Arizona and said that it was JFK dressed up as Trump.
Whoa.
That it was actually JFK.
So people are just screwing with people at this point.
And
they're just
sounds
coming
confusing.
Up with weird. A little bit confusing.
Yes.
I'm a little bit confused.
So on the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Michael Protzman.
Oh, Michael!
The leader of QAnon.
I'm
in Dallas.
Good morning. Are you Jews?
I don't think so. No, we're not juiced right now. No.
I'm talking to a big urban city. I just assumed maybe it would be people from the tribe, and I don't care about those people. I'm just making sure.
Okay.
No, you're not here.
All right. I mean, irrelevant. But let's talk about John.
that's a secure line. You wimp.
Yeah, it's a secure 100%.
Line. Yeah. All right, because government's always tapping my phone.
Sure. That's a shame.
Making sure that they're keeping tabs on me because I'm exposing the truth. You know, red pill mocker.
All right, now is the truth that John F. Kennedy returned and showed up as Donald Trump?
You're goddamn right. He showed up there in Arizona, beautiful state Arizona.
Where might Trump have been while this occurred? He must have been surprised to see himself on television.
He was a porn star.
He was what?
He was with porn stars.
He was with porn stars.
Some type of, fetus and behavior trance.
Sure. I don't know what you just said. But sure.
No, I didn't understand that. Sure.
Yeah, dirty women. They're ripping in the chair. And okay. That kind of thing.
I need a dirty woman.
So who we see now on the TV occasionally as Trump is
John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
What?
Everybody says that he was killed in 1963, but actually, man, you're seeing right now, you think it's Trump. That's JFK.
So it's always JFK now when we see who we think of as Trump. It is John F. Kennedy.
January 6th of this year, on the year anniversary of the lowest book supposed to be the insurrection, right? That's when Donald Trump actually switched over and became John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
So, I'm sorry, but is poor JFK going to have to go to court if Trump ends up being, you know, like the New York AG is after him, and now just today, Georgia, or was it, I think, yeah.
I would hate to see John F. Kennedy go to jail.
Right? Is that what
that's not what's going to happen. If something were to happen to the person that you perceive to be Donald Trump, we're going to use Ricardo Montalban.
What? I think he's dead.
You mean Khan?
You also thought JFK was dead, didn't you?
Oh, that's true.
Boom goes dynamite right in your face.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And I have a list here of license plates that are personalized that were rejected.
Oh.
Rejected personalized license plates.
Wow. Now, you've never had a license of one of those, have you?
I'm not that person.
Yeah, me either, actually. And I figured it's just easier to remember you as a result. So if you have like a plate that you're like, oh, dumbass 69, you know, then you're going to remember that
he
guy.
He was the guy that was there at the crime.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Right. I just think
this is a list of...
nope, you can't have that.
Plates that were denied and the reason why.
Okay.
For example, Oh Baby, already issued. One Mama, already issued. Five Hole. I'm surprised. It's a hockey term, but I'm surprised they didn't misunderstand that.
Well, I did not take it that way, but I was
already issued.
Can count so many.
It's a five hole.
Okay.
Smarty, already issued. Okay.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Who would Smarty anyway? I mean, no offense if you have that plate.
Right. Agreed. I'm going to spell some of these so I don't get in trouble. MDGET. Because disability.
Right. Okay.
HANDI. Because disability.
Okay.
Are we sure that doesn't fall into the sexual thing?
Yeah, that's where I was dinging.
Same. the list for drug references is long.
Ah, okay.
People are really trying to get the drug references
onto the license plate.
Oh, Henny is one of them.
Okay.
Addie Dad. Nope. Right? Blazin. Nope.
Yeah, come on, Blazin.
Nope.
I love that. Why?
Bourbon.
You can be me going fast.
Nope. Cannot do that. CBD for you.
That's nice. That's, you know, thoughtful.
Drug reference.
It's legal now. Come on.
Dead pipe. Nope. Drug reference. Did you know that?
Dead pipe? Well, I've had them plenty of times.
No, but... My pipe's dead, man. For example, hot box.
Well, that can be so many things.
Right.
But I guess they're all questionable as to going through the DMV. They'd be like, come on, you don't want to talk about that. Whether you're smoking or you're doing what is the oven? Dutch oven sort of thing to somebody? Or whatever.
Jaeger? No. Not going to do that. Kegs. Not going to do that because of drugs. Moonshine?
Moonshine?
Really? Come on.
Yeah. Give him moonshine.
M-O-L-L-I-E. Molly. Not putting it in there. That's been rejected. Martini. Rejected.
Aw.
Mary Jane. Rejected. Drug reference.
Come on. That's my name. My actual legal name, by the way, is Mary Jane.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
Mile High.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Drug reference.
No. It's a city. It's Denver.
That right. Exactly.
How dare you?
Painkiller? Nope.
Uh-huh.
Pipe guy.
Well, that could be a few things.
They put it drug reference. I would have thought it would be sex reference.
Yeah.
But they put drug reference, and they said no. Too dope. Not
too
doing
dope.
It.
Come
nope,
on.
Can't do it.
Oh, poor Snoop.
Trippin'.
Trippin'.
Turned up. drug references.
Wow, they really reject a lot.
They really do.
You know, my favorite ones are you people who sneak them past. Like you,
I do love that.
Yeah, because they have a double meaning or whatever, and they didn't catch it.
Although I get angry when I'm driving in Southern California on the 405 and I see one, and I can't understand it right away.
Yeah, and you take a long time.
So you take a second to figure it out.
You got plenty of time.
And it's never worth it.
No, I know, right?
Never.
I have actually kind of stopped. And if I don't get it in the first, like, 0.88
seconds. You're putting
my
car on the back of your car? F you.
My BMW.
Public welfare, there were a bunch that were turned down, and these are scary. Anthrax armed bomber. And then you get into the sexual references.
Yay!
And a lot of these were not accepted.
DMV is a no way, man. I don't get any. You don't get any.
For Dookie? Nope. I'm just going to spell this one for JZZ. This is somebody who likes Jay-Z.
Yeah, man.
6'9"? Nope. Ballsy? Rejected?
Whatever. Okay. How dare they?
Banging kids? Rejected?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have a few questions on that one, but I'll let it go.
BGNGKDS. Banging kids, right?
Yeah, oh, God.
Big Booty One? Nope.
Yeah, woo!
Nope.
That's what's his face's car?
Big D-Boy.
that's my car.
That's just advertising. I don't know why that's wrong.
Trying to help you.
They would not let bum in there?
Ah! Come on, is this from England?
Cabron, they would not let in there. Doggin, they would not let in there. Dong one? Nope. Doubled? Surprising, because that could be a lot of things.
Sure. It could be like a In-N-Out reference,
sure.
If you will.
Yeah. Well, they said no.
Well.
DILF, of course. MILF, of course. Horology?
I studied that.
I love that somebody tried that one.
Yeah. I love that they're so ballsy.
They fill out the paperwork and whatever it takes to get horology.
And probably spend, what, $20 or something, even to just, I don't know how much it is.
Djibouti?
Djibouti!
Nope.
Djibouti.
Master B.
Hmm. Truth in advertising?
And this is one I don't understand at all because I want it, and I'm just going to spell it for you. It's J-I-Z-L. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sylvester Stallone just sold his Beverly Hills home to Adele.
Yeah, have you seen this place?
I have.
Holy cow.
I would like to finish that headline.
Yes, please.
Adele just bought it for a steal.
Okay.
A steal.
She got a hell of a deal on Sylvester Stallone's in house.
$58 million. That's a steal.
Well, what's it valued at then?
Well, he first put it up for $110
million. Oh. Everything's slashed in half.
He purchased the land a long time ago and built the house from the ground up, so it's sort of impossible to tell. It spans over 18,500 square feet.
Oh, it's tiny then.
It has 8 bedrooms and 12 bathrooms.
Oh, that's not enough.
You need more
12
than
12 bathrooms.
Do you, need
do you
more
think he goes around to every bathroom and tries it like every day?
I don't know, maybe he destroys one and just moves on. This has some guy go behind him.
I obliterated number 3. You better go take care of that one.
Has a screening room, a gym, a cigar room, a custom bar, an art studio, a putting green. All of this stuff that Adele is now going to have.
Yeah, what is she going to do with it? Sitting quietly and sadly and strum her guitar.
That I don't know. Sly refers to it as the home that Rocky built.
Sure, man.
So let's check in with him on the Heineken 00 hotline. We have Sylvester Stallone joins us. Hey, Sylvester.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? It's good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you as well.
Yeah.
Congrats on selling your house.
At half price.
Yeah, finally unloaded that place. Can you believe it? I mean, it was unbelievable. First of all, she got a great deal in this house, okay? I mean, this house is amazing.
Right.
It was worth, you know, like over $100 million, and she's getting it for like a song.
Right.
It's funny because she's Adele and she sings, you know?
Right, sure. But is that what you want?
She's making a great deal, in my opinion, but, you know, everything must go.
Yeah, why?
Because I stock them deep and sell them cheap. That's why.
You do that with homes?
Crazy sigh. Every house must go.
Now, how does it work with something like this where you've lived since, I think, 1994? You must have a lot of crap in that house.
Yeah, that house means a lot to me, you know, because I built it from the ground up, you know, myself with my own hands.
Well, I mean, it was built from the ground up.
By me, because I built it.
Okay, all right.
No, I remember driving through Beverly Hills, seeing him out there,
Oh.
On his own. I remember those days well.
It was like a montage. I was like using a sledgehammer, and then I was like laying cement and like putting bricks in.
Yep.
And it was like I had survivors singing behind me live while I did it.
That's
so I built the whole house myself, you know, but then you're right. Like, I lived there a long time. I raised my kids in there, and I had a lot of stuff, you know, I had to get rid of because I can't take everything with me to Florida because I plan on getting COVID soon.
Oh, you're going to the right place.
Yeah, he's moving to Palm. Where are you moving
Springs?
To?
Or no.
Palm Beach.
Thank you. Florida. Yeah.
So you're moving to Florida and getting COVID as fast as possible.
I'm like really eager to get it, so I figured I'd move to like, you know, Texas or Florida or someplace where things are going off, you know?
Well, and I ask a weird question. Why exactly do you want COVID?
Well, because, you know, I beat like Clubber Lang, you know, beat Apollo.
Sure.
You know, I beat, you know, like... Everybody who could say called me a baby killer when I got back from Nam.
No,
you know?
That was a Rambo thing.
The only thing I haven't really beaten, you know, is COVID.
So all right.
Like, I do a couple of rounds with COVID, see who's the real champ.
And then you might have the serum.
Old and it's like it's a variant and stuff.
Right.
So I thought, you know, maybe I'd take on COVID and then, you aren't know, you, get another belt.
Excuse me, aren't you 75?
I am 75. That's what I'm saying. It's like the best comeback ever. It's going to be the greatest Rocky sequel ever. Rocky versus COVID. And then, like, I take on COVID Jr., like, you know, COVID son. And I see a lot of movies in my future.
Have you written the script for this one already, the first one?
Yeah, of course I have. You know, enter Rocky coughing. That's the first page.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
I was looking on the internet and I found a whole bunch of people who... The topic is strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, okay.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, you said that in stereo.
And I have two. One is a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, man. Of course that gets bananas.
And Ralph Garman.
Oh, we're going to call him? We should call him.
With his girlfriend.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him yet. We've talked to a lot of people that sound strangely like him.
True.
But not him yet.
With his girlfriend in our bathroom.
Oh, in your bathroom.
Yeah, we had to burn it down. But the funniest one, and I still to this day don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was at a party at Bean's house.
Right.
Donna, his wife, has great taste. So
yes,
their house is amazing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, she's basically a fashion diva, really.
So it's like, it's one of those houses that's a little too nice.
Sure.
I don't really feel comfortable because it doesn't look like it's quite lived in.
Yes. Yet. It's more like someone's going to come in and film for Architectural Digest.
Well, I think it was like a housewarming party, so I think everything was relatively new.
Okay.
Now, I'm a huge fan of...
Trashing the joint.
Don't... Poop at work.
Oh, my God, no.
Take
poop
care of that
at home.
Right.
Poop at home, people.
Every once in a while, you don't have a choice.
Nope. Like every day. I mean, every once in a while.
So I decided that...
You were going to poop at the party?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I didn't really have a choice.
You're a party pooper.
Yes, I am.
What?
But I thought, in my infinite wisdom, I would... Not use the downstairs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I go upstairs.
Yeah, the houses I've been in of Beans, a couple of them, are massive. They are huge. So at least you had a few choices.
So I go upstairs and I'm thinking, okay, well, I won't be discovered this way.
Well, of course, Ralph was in there with his girlfriend.
No, that was a different one.
Oh, okay.
Totally different party. So I
sit down to do your business.
Yes.
Noodles, are there any spiders involved?
No.
Good.
But I clogged the toilet.
No, I was wondering if that's what you were going to say.
Now, my response to that, to this day, bothers me somewhat. And I also don't know what I was thinking. I think I just panicked.
Were you drunk? You're at a party.
No, at Bean's house, no.
Here, have some Kool-Aid.
Nope.
Okay.
But my response was, and I'm not saying this as a joke, I literally ran out of the house.
You just left?
Yes.
You?
I ran down the stairs, out the front door.
Did it spill over on the floor when you flushed?
No, but it was super close.
It was right at the top. Next time it flushed, it was going to go over. Was there a plunger?
Actually... Honestly, actually, no, there was no plunger. I looked.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know that it didn't.
Yeah.
Because I ran. Because
you ran immediately. As soon as it started filling up. That was my
response, and I don't know.
Was this a really full bowl?
Yes. And my response was run.
This is your coworker.
Yes.
How many years had been? Yeah,
it'd probably been 12 years.
Yeah, because back to Phoenix. I mean, that's a long
maybe 8-9 years.
Yeah, that's still plenty of time.
Yeah.
How long before you fessed up that you were the party pooper?
I fessed up, I believe, on his last day.
You're kidding!
No.
You didn't say it before.
Nope.
I love you.
I was that's too embarrassed. That's
you
not
kept
amazing.
A secret that
no,
long.
That's awful.
No, it's hilarious.
It's not
and
hilarious.
On his last
when
day.
When it's you, it's not hilarious.
By the way, buddy.
Just so you know.
Do you remember like 12,
remember
22 years ago?
Yeah. So that happened.
I heard his last day. I don't remember. I must have missed that. That's
maybe
hilarious.
It was his last day, but I know that
it was in there.
It was in the last
that's
maybe
so
year.
So awesome. No, that's something to be proud of. To
no.
stand up. Let's call him at home right now and remind him of that moment.
No, why would I run?
You know who would be really?
He's my partner. Why would I run?
Because that's you.
But why wouldn't I say, hey,
no, you know.
I just ruined your upstairs. Why wouldn't I make a joke or...
I don't know.
Ask for a plunger?
You had a minute to think about it. Have you come up with any kind of...
I just
what
panicked.
Was I thinking?
I panicked and I ran. And I got in my car and I drove away as fast as I could. Why? I don't have
and
any idea.
And did he not ask you then? Of course, you know, with this business, there's so many weirdos, and we just all take off.
And there were a lot of people at his house, so it wasn't necessarily me.
Yeah, so yeah. Did he bring it up?
No.
He didn't mention that someone had clogged his turlet.
Nope. So that's...
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
That's a little embarrassing.
That's a great story.
That's not a great story.
It is.
Not if you're the one that's... clogging the
toilet. Especially you waited all those years.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Good luck eating that one.
Here's a list of other people, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Strange things that happened at your house. A guest that was there visiting for a few hours cut their toenails in my living room.
What?
Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I'm the wrong guy to judge because of the story I just told.
So they're sitting there talking, chatting away, and just cutting their toenails.
Yes.
Ugh. Get out.
Someone stole my winter hoodies and antidepressants.
Okay. Well,
that's a weird thing to steal.
Half of that I can see, for sure.
My son's middle school friend opened all the yogurts in my refrigerator, didn't eat them, just opened up the tinfoil lids.
I wonder what this one is.
All of them.
I wonder what this one is.
Oh, no, they say on the outside one.
Yeah, I know, but he's just really dumb.
I don't know.
What does it smell like?
So 818-955-KLOS if you have a strangest thing that ever happened in your house from a guest. Call now. Just got a text from my friend Marin who says, you ran out of Bean's house? And I said, yep. One of the most embarrassing things in my life.
Instead of telling him you had just clogged his upstairs toilet.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
In his brand new house.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Well, whatever, man. I kind of get it. I sort of do.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my girlfriend came over when we were little. She stabbed our chair.
She what?
She stabbed our chair with a knife, the kitchen chair.
Why?
Why did she do that?
I have no idea. She came over to get me to walk to school. We were like in first grade. It was crazy. I don't know.
You know, actually, speaking of first grade.
I love your friend.
Yeah, my friend in first grade stole a Christmas light that I had.
Really?
Yeah, and I showed up. I always went to his house after school, and I saw it in his bedroom. And I'm like, dude, that's my light. And he's like, nope. I'm like, come on, it's a weird shape. Yeah.
That's super weird.
Yeah, so of course I took it back, and he didn't say anything about it.
But did he stab it?
Yeah. No, fortunately not.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello. Strange things guests did to your house.
Especially in first grade.
Well, it's not my house, but this is a little long story, but you're going to like it.
All right.
You got a second?
Yep.
All right. So my friend and I look a lot alike, and so did our wives back then. We got drunk. Went into about 1 a.m. and he passed out and I went into the wrong room. And the wives are very similar, so I knocked one out. And then when it came to, me and his wife looked at each other like, oh, and got out of there, right?
Like, I so doubt this.
I doubt this too.
Yeah, yeah, I think that you both knew what you were doing, and you were pretending. Liar!
It was my first time at that house. I thought I was going into the right room with my wife.
No, you're still trying to tell the story because your friend is still
then
mad at you.
Nine months later.
Oh, no!
Yeah, they had your baby. All right, that's too.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
That's too.
But thank you. That was beautiful.
It's too good. Yes, but no.
It's always that way. You have a story.
It wasn't mine.
Oh, it wasn't yours. It was someone else's.
But we still mess with my friend, saying, "Hey, yeah. How's your wife and my kids?
I'm still not buying it. I love it. Yes. I want to buy it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. Your guest story,
Corey Taylor.
Samantha's gone. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo just told a story about pooping in somebody's bathroom and then running out and leaving in his car.
It was a brand new house, and I was kind of nervous.
So it's the strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, you have
one? I had a friend of mine over at my house, and after they left, I went to go make a sandwich, and I had watered-down mayonnaise. Sorry.
What?
That's the
weirdest thing. Why did you have watered-down mayonnaise?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why. It's just weird.
Okay. They watered down your mayonnaise? They poured water into your mayonnaise jar?
Exactly, yes.
Is this a euphemism that I'm totally missing?
Right.
I don't understand why people would do that either, but that's big.
Oh, look at this. She's going to hate this. And mayonnaise is not going to be very, very, very thick, and it's going to be watered down. I'm making a note. That sounds funny.
Yeah, I think we'll do it.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. That's odd.
Do you poop out at parties? Right. That's embarrassing. I would hate to be that guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. You have one?
So this is actually at my mom's house, and I did it.
Okay.
Me and my brother went over to my mom's house for like 4th of July like 3 years ago, and he brought over a girl that he had had a crush on forever and he was trying to get with.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her ended up hooking up in the bathroom. About a week later, I came over just to visit my mom, and my brother's in the bathroom fixing the sink. Her ass was so big that it actually broke the sink. And I still mess with him to this day.
Wow.
But did you tell him how the sink got broken?
Yeah, well, right after he fixed it, I pulled him back into one of the spare bedrooms at my mom's house and said, "Dude, you do realize that was the girl's name. I'm not going to throw her in blast like that."
I mean, give her first name.
Last name, Social Security.
Just first name.
Yeah.
What's her first name? Just her first name.
I'll go with Jenny.
Oh, Jenny was a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Sorry, I apologize for that right now. KLOS, hello.
I was at a friend's party, and I got a little bit too drunk, and they broke his toilet. The only way I can describe breaking his toilet is like those robbery movies where they're stealing a diamond, and it's like a little piece, like circular out.
Right?
Exactly like that. Just punched it right out of the bowl, and I got out of there, too.
You did? You ran like I did?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're not alone.
I thought I was the only one.
You're not alone.
Oh, I'm so happy. One of me.
But I got caught.
Oh.
Well, you're not as good as
Kevin
me.
Kevin got away with it for 22 years.
I got away with it.
Oh, I got caught.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Maybe my oldest fear.
Wow, that's amazing.
Fear since I was a kid.
Really? Any idea what brought on this fear?
Only that when you sit on the toilet, you feel a little
exposed.
Yes. And so it was always a snake coming up through the toilet. That was the fear.
Like for as long as you can remember, like when you were being potty trained. Did one of your older brothers perhaps say, "Look out, there might be a snake"?
I don't know if that happened or not.
You have an older brother, right?
I do have an older brother, yeah.
I bet he'd torment you.
That's possible.
Yeah.
But then every once in a while, this happens.
It does. Too often.
And that's not cool.
It's not cool.
Because I'm trying to convince myself that that's a stupid fear. Stop it.
But I am sick of these mother-effing snakes in this mother-effing toilet bowl.
Man sits on his toilet and gets bitten in the genital area by neighbor's escaped python.
And there's the underlying annoying part. That python shouldn't be anywhere within a bazillion mile radius, but the neighbor has it and couldn't keep it.
This was Monday. It was an Austrian man. The python apparently got away, slid through the drains, and bit him while he was on the toilet.
While he was on the turlet. That's just not nice.
He was a 65-year-old man. Oh. That would have done it for me. Yeah. When I'm 65, that happens, I'm out.
Yeah, and bit him quite.
I'm just out.
Quite in the.
I mean, it does.
Specific region.
It does say the groin, not groin region. What does it say?
Yeah, so, no, it was the exit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. So that
just I.
What kind of squeal did he let out? I mean, that must have been. I don't really have this fear, but now you're starting to instill it into
shortly
me, man.
Shortly after he sat on the toilet, he, quote, felt a pinch.
A pinch.
In the area of his genitals. Now, are they trying to tie the genitals into a story that doesn't require it, or were they involved and they just don't want to say it?
I don't know that I want to know for sure, honestly.
Though his exact route is still unclear, the snake is thought to have escaped unnoticed from the 24-year-old neighbor's apartment, who, by the way, has like 10 of them.
You know what? Snakes. So I want to hear from people who have wild animals in their homes.
Doesn't have to be a snake.
No.
Any wild animal, maybe a monkey.
Right? And we won't, if you're not supposed to have them, we won't be tracking you down and sending them.
We don't have it. We don't care.
Yeah.
We may yell at you.
Yeah.
Because that could happen.
As long as you keep them caged and safe.
The snake, a constrictor native to Asia that can grow to more than 29 feet.
Who wants that in their house?
But imagine a boa constrictor constricting
stuff.
You know, your junk.
Stuff. Various items.
I would somehow just give up. I just can't get that out of my head. And now here's another story. Another goddamn snake in a toilet. It happens.
I wish I could say it didn't. Oh. I wish I could pat you on the back and say, not to worry,
man. I've been trying my whole life to stop worrying about that because it's dumb.
And it keeps coming up, as it were.
Yes.
If you will.
It keeps coming up, as it were.
Because people can't keep control of their... If you have that stuff, man, make sure it don't get out of your house.
Remember there was a tiger wandering around the neighborhood here in Southern California?
Yes.
Somebody had a tiger, and then they took off, and it was a car chase.
There was another one not too long ago, some crazy poisonous snake that got out, and they were afraid it would have babies.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know, exactly. I mean, they're out wandering around because someone, they had the right to have it. You can have the exotic pet if you have the paperwork. Let me see your paperwork. But, they still fail in
but
keeping
why?
It. I mean, I guess
why?
I
why?
I guess I can. Well, let's find out why.
All right.
818-955-KLOS.
You have a wild animal as a pet.
But
doesn't
what do you
have
do?
To be a snake, but it can be any wild animal.
And what do you do to make sure that it don't crawl up Kevin's toilet? Right. We don't want it.
I don't want your wild animal in my butt. I think that's fair.
That seems totally fair.
818-955-KLOS.
Seems like it's asking that much. Man, oh man, you want to go to Atlanta? You want to see those humans? Well, they're not playing there. That's another one. So forget it. Go ahead and go, and you just stand there all day, and
enjoy
they won't
it.
Show up. Yeah. No, but they're going to be playing the Bank of California Stadium, Guns N' Roses. That is happening on August 19th, and the tickets are on sale even as we speak via Live Nation. However, we got those four packs of tickets, and I thought maybe let's give away another four pack of Guns N' Roses tickets. Not right now.
Not right now. Okay.
Later on, like in the 5 o'clock hour. All right.
I like it. There was a python that was found in a guy's toilet, and it bit him, and I don't like that.
Not a fan.
So we're taking calls from people about you have a wild animal as a pet.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that you're able to control that pet.
Control said pet so it doesn't get into Kevin's toilet.
Keep it out of my butt. KLOS, hello.
So we used to have ostriches growing up.
Ostriches?
And, yeah, we were still, in a suburban area. Of course, we had a half an acre of land. But, yeah, people would stop by, feed them, give them bread and stuff and scraps. And
Why did you have ostriches?
Some guy had an ostrich farm in town, and he was selling them. And my dad, just being the man he is, said, sure, I'll take four.
I'll have four of those.
Yeah.
Where, most people would go, man, you know what? I'll try one. Your dad goes right for the quarter pounder.
Yeah. Weren't they kind of violent? Aren't they?
No,
No.
They were actually pretty tame, really friendly. You could go up and pet them. The male would get mad once he had eggs in there, and he would get all defensive. But
sure.
Yeah.
Other than that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right on. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Very interesting.
For sure. Have a good
one. All right. Thank you.
Take care. Hi, KLOS. What wild animals do you or have you had?
As a pet?
Well, actually, I just got rid of it, unfortunately, less than a year ago. I happen to have a reticulated python that I've had for 11 years.
And how did you keep him from getting out of the house? I mean, I'm sure you took measures, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dad and I built a great big enclosure out in the backyard.
And he never got out?
Not once.
No. Nope, not once. Not
right.
once.
Well
he
done.
Ever get out, but...
Good, because Kevin's butt is very happy to hear about that.
My butt just smiled.
It's like a rainbow.
Well, I don't think a snake bigger around than your thigh could possibly do that. It was, like I said, it was over 17 and a half feet.
Right. I guess this wasn't a very large one then to get through the turlet hole. Maybe in Australia they're larger. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's very interesting. Well, thank you for keeping the public safe from your odd and exotic pet that you had. We appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS. Your wild animal is a pet. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about a 12-foot python that was found in a guy's toilet.
And this keeps happening, much to Kevin's chagrin.
Yes, it does.
Damn, that is nasty.
We want to know if you have a wild animal as a pet. Hello.
Not my pet, but it's my neighbor's.
Oh, right. Yeah. What's he got?
A few dozen large spiders and tarantulas in her apartment.
Kevin loves spiders and tarantulas.
I'm out.
I don't go past the house anymore. I don't even want to be close to it. I'm out too.
I can't really blame you. Why does he have all of them? I mean, I know that people like it and it's cool and weird, but what's his reason exactly? Do you know?
Occupation is a vet tech, so kind of. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't expect an actual answer.
No, yeah, fair enough.
Yep. Makes sense.
Right on. All right, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, tell us about your exotic pet.
Yeah, so I have a spider monkey, and trip on this. To keep him from going anywhere, I feed him hot Cheetos.
But then he has that really hot poo that he flings.
I don't feel like that helps things at all.
What's his name?
Davey Wavy.
Davey Wavy?
Hey, Davey, sit. Here goes your hot Cheetos. I also have a peacock.
No peacocks, if that's cool. KLOS, you have a wild animal for a pet?
In my teenage years, these friends of mine had a boa constrictor that in the summertime, they had a piece of driftwood screwed up to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And they would let the snake stay up there for the summer.
Wow.
And
that's kind of cool.
Nope. Summer,
yeah.
The snake disappeared for like 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, he was in Kevin's toilet.
That is not frightening.
So my one good friend decided that, hey, you know what? We really need to start looking for this thing. They did find the snake all wrapped up in the closet. They were afraid that their cat was going to disappear.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Maybe. Well, Kevin would have been happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, look.
How dare you, sir?
Huge fan of cats.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Hi, KLOS.
Hey.
Hey.
Is Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes.
I love that you guys answer the phone. How cool.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Scott with the Weed Line. We've spoke before.
Hey, what's up, man?
I have a great snake story for you, Kevin. You're going to love this
All
one.
Right.
You know, in the 70s, Alice Cooper used to tour and had snakes on stage. Right. So he actually kept the snakes in his room. Back in those days, Alice was drinking a little bit, and he'd forget to close the bathroom door on certain nights. And more than one occasion, Shep tells the story of having to call down to the lobby and tell him that one of their, 6 foot python has gone down the toilet, is going to come up on someone's toilet on one of the floors in the hotel somewhere.
Oh my God.
But it's like Alice Cooper, so they're like, we'll deal with it. It's okay. It's Alice freaking Cooper. Wow.
Of course, Shep had to deal with all of that.
Damn.
These are like the Helmsley in New York.
Yeah. Oh my God. So little crappy places.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, you keep exotic animals?
Hey, I'm calling because I just heard Rainbow mentioned.
Oh!
Yes, you did.
You heard it. It was all about Kevin's bottom. It's like a rainbow.
Yeah.
All right, man. So you want to get in on this this virtual concert that is happening this Saturday at 2 p.m.?
I heard Judas Priest, and I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, Rob is going to be there. Sammy Hagar is going to be playing. And you could buy tickets. It helps out Ronnie's Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds good, too. Definitely.
Screw it. We'll give you the tickets since you mentioned Rainbow.
That's so awesome. Really glad to hear it.
Congrats, man. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Who's calling you, man?
Hang on, I'll get it.
We had that little EAS alert go off yesterday, and a long discussion as a result if that's illegal for us to play on the air.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if your phone goes off and your mic is open, well, then let's call the FCC and find out.
I'd rather not.
Come on, you love those guys.
Do that.
You're good friends with them.
I'd rather not.
Get some pals.
On January 12th, Guinness World Records announced that a 190-year-old giant tortoise named Jonathan has become the oldest living land animal.
Wow. 190.
Yeah, I was wrong. I said 18 something else. It was 1832.
Wow.
Been alive since 1832 before Queen Victoria ascended the British throne.
Wow.
I did find it hilarious that one of the first things they say in the article is, according to the veterinarian, Jonathan, the giant tortoise, maintained basic instincts all the way through his 190 years.
You mean he wanted to get some?
Such as eating, sleeping, and mating.
Ah, well, good for him. Come over here, you young whippersnapper turtle.
The turtle still has a good sex drive and is regularly seen mating with Emma and with Fred.
All right. Right on. What a naughty turtle. That's a very naughty turtle.
He is really just getting some.
He's a bi turtle.
And we thought that we would talk to Jonathan.
The turtle?
Yes.
I'll be damned. We can do that.
And find out some information about this. Hello. Is this Jonathan? Jonathan, it's nice to have you on. We appreciate it.
It's nice to
meet you. Say hi.
Meet
you.
Meet
you. Right, you.
You. Right.
I've been this high many times.
So, Jonathan, your sex drive is being talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have sped him up a little.
You're regularly seen mating with Emma and Fred.
Tell us about.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like better? Who's better? In the. Oh, man.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Both of them.
Well, good.
Okay.
Sexes.
Both sexes.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now that I have come.
I hope there's another word.
Out.
Okay, good.
Of my shell.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's it. That's a turtle joke. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little tortoise.
Tortoise humor.
Humor.
Right. Does Emma or Fred desire you more?
I think Fred.
Fred. Okay.
Likes
you more.
Me.
Right.
More.
Right.
I'm his.
You're his.
Daddy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This comes out of Pennsylvania. A 24-year-old man said another man aimed a cell phone camera at him while the two men were using the bathroom next to each other.
Dude, not cool, man.
So they're both using a urinal.
Uh-huh.
And one guy pulls out his phone.
He's going to start filming the event.
First he takes a picture, and then he starts taking video.
Come on, man.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know. What universe is that okay in?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who would do such a thing?
Striker.
Even similar.
State police said the incident happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
You would think this would be a 3 a.m. thing.
Right. On a Friday night.
Right.
With a bunch of people coming in.
Happened
and filming.
Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
It's suspected the 25-year-old suspect took a photograph and recorded a video No arrests have been announced yet.
I don't want to see the video, but is it out there? Either. Has it been?
I don't think so.
Is there? We have audio.
I don't. Oh, we have audio of the story.
Yeah,
yeah. Should it's a report. Take yeah.
Mm-hmm. 95.5.
Was that it?
That wasn't it.
That
no,
wasn't
you
it?
Pulled up the wrong
That's
file.
That's weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Police are now working to identify a suspect who allegedly took a photograph and recorded video of a man as the victim used the men's
victim. Well, she can use the word victim. Why can't other people?
Listen.
Bathroom inside of a local
victim.
Sheets.
Victim.
Ha-
Sheets?
Once you
what is going on?
Sheets is a restaurant or a fast food place or
okay,
something. It's the name of
terrible.
The business. Yes, agreed.
That happened Wednesday afternoon. State police said the 24-year-old victim and the 25-year-old suspect were using the bathroom right next to each other when this happened. The victim said he saw the suspect aim a cell phone camera at him. So far, no arrest.
I bet he had to use the wide-angle lens. That's what I'd be. So, you know, as I recall, though,
how dare you?
And you brought up poor Stryker doing this, but as I recall,
Stryker videoed me when it was after Coachella one night. We'd gone to a. If I remember correctly, it's hard to remember because we'd had a drink or 10.
After Coachella, I can imagine.
I think we went to a tiger party, a party where there was a tiger at.
Wow.
I think.
That's like from the 40s, man.
I don't
remember. That's old school Hollywood.
And it was at the, you know, the IHOP in La Quinta.
That's terrible, first
yes,
of all.
Right.
And shame
Agreed.
On him. But
Agreed.
As I recall, someone used to sit in public bathroom stalls with a tape recorder and ask people who came in to
that,
sit
yeah.
down and random weird questions.
Yeah, I did bathroom interviews.
And
so
then
yeah.
put it on the radio.
I couldn't be happier that that got outlawed.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard anybody do on the radio, dude. So you used to sit down in a bathroom stall with a list of questions and a tape recorder and wait
yes.
for people to come in and start
yes.
using the bathroom.
Yes.
So they're trapped for a little while.
And then I would make it as uncomfortable as possible. There's two times that I was horrified. Once I said, low five.
Did you get one?
Yes.
Oh, no. Really?
That's one.
Wow.
And the other one just made me feel like an awful person, which I was, because I was able to talk my way. I said, there was an old man that was sitting next to me, and I was like, I don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. And he goes, hey, come to our place.
Aww.
An old dude invited Aww. Me to come to his place for
while
Thanksgiving.
While he was pooping.
I'm an asshole.
How'd you get out of it?
I just said, no, thank you anyway. I appreciate it, but I need to.
Well, that's good to know that there are people out there that can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
That's the best thing ever.
It was great.
We need to bring that back.
Nope.
Illegal or not.
Nope.
Now. I don't
nope.
care.
Nope.
Bringing that bit back.
Nope.
Head down to the bathroom downstairs.
Nope.
So as I understand it, you just got a tweet from Stryker who says he's willing to help out do more of those bathroom interviews.
No, he didn't say that. He said thanks for the shout out.
No,
but
I believe he said
no.
he'd meet you downstairs.
I would love that, but it's illegal.
Illegal, schmilegal. Yeah. Who cares?
We have $1,800 to give away.
Jimmy Kimmel used to be your security guard on those
Why
recording
would you not stop
sessions.
Talking about
Because that was my favorite bits ever. It was hilarious.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel was my security.
That's awesome. A friend of mine said, oh, well, I guess he's come up a little in the world since those days.
A smidge, yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We don't pay attention to politics much because they're too dividing and boring.
Yep, I just generally ignore it all. Unless I know the person and we're talking on the same page, maybe we can change each other's mind. But out
people
there
on the right are too far on the right. People on the left are too far on the
care.
Left.
It's just There's no point in talking about it anymore. With strangers, yes.
But
Ox.
In West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Governor Jim Justice on Thursday.
Justice.
Yep.
Buford T.
Justice. used his second State of the State address as a victory lap for economic development. Apparently, there had been a lot of people that have been saying West Virginia is the worst and you shouldn't go there and they're going to have a lot of problems. And there was a lot of partisan bickering that was happening in Washington, D.C., and that was not happening. And then they brought in Baby Dog. Now, Baby Dog.
Wow, that took a weird turn.
Yes.
What?
He's giving his State of the State speech.
Uh-huh.
And he brings in his dog, Baby Dog.
Okay, that's not a rapper or something. I was picturing someone in a gold chain who's really mad about
stuff. No, let me show you a picture because
stuff.
I want to know what kind of dog that is.
Oh.
Is it Bulldog?
No.
Is
yeah.
It Bulldog?
Yeah, yes. Oh, Cat would be so pissed right now.
Oh,
you
no.
guys don't know what a Bulldog is?
Yeah, I know. I just didn't know exactly
Sorry, Cat.
What
no,
it
yes,
was.
Yes, yes, it is, yes.
But he has a unique way of bragging in that he came out and he said, because apparently Bette Midler had tweeted something about West Virginia. I don't,
shut it down.
There was some kind of argument going on back and forth.
Okay.
So the governor said they told every bad joke in the world about us. So from that standpoint, baby dog, come up here.
Okay.
So the dog is making his way through there.
Excuse me, dog, come here.
Yes,
hey,
yes.
Hey, oh, hey,
and he gets up to the governor, who can barely pick him up.
Yeah, that's a big dog.
And listen to the end of his speech.
I want to tell y'all just this, and I mean this. I told you a second ago, easy, baby. Don't go. You're hung up in the jacket.
Okay, now he's trying to position the dog right, but the dog is kicking and sort
of... Let me down!
Literally getting hung up in his jacket.
Put me down, you stupid man!
But he hasn't...
Bette Midler was right!
He hasn't used the dog for its intended purpose yet.
Okay.
Which is to turn it around and hoist up the dog's...
Butt?
Beehole.
Ladies and gentlemen, my dog's large arse. Wow, that's really not... A, I don't want to see that. I didn't want to see that picture.
And finish...
That's huge.
Finish the speech.
I wanted to tell you just this.
Wow.
Absolutely too many people doubted us. They never believed in West Virginia. They never believed in West Virginia that we could do it. They never believed that the Nucors or the Green Power or Owens and Minor, they never believed.
It's a hell of a boast.
They told every bad joke in the world about us. And so from that standpoint, baby dog, tells Bette Midler and all those out there, kiss her hiney.
Kiss her hiney.
Who says that politics have devolved into nonsense and insanity?
If I knew something, if I knew somebody at some in every political speech had to work in picking up a dog and showing you its beehole.
Can you use cats? Because they have pretty amazing beeholes as well.
I'm just saying, right. I don't watch, I would watch.
Would start watching.
If I knew this was coming at some point.
Should have been an Idiocracy.
How is he going to work in the dog's beehole?
That dog is tiny. I got to see much there.
Who did it better?
You're not...
No, I did it better than Bob. You got to admit, pretty amazing. My voice is...
That's what I was going to say.
Angelic. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Angelic was the word I was looking for. Absolutely. I don't know if you know, but birds hate tennis. Did you know that?
I did not know this fact.
There was a tennis pro named Riley Opeka, or Elpeka, who apparently was in a match in Melbourne.
Okay.
And it was one of the, you know, big sanctioned events. I don't know. I don't know tennis, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But a bird unloaded.
Oh, no.
On his hat.
Was it a visor or?
It like was a hat.
Well, okay. So it but probably didn't hit his head, at least.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes when they're playing tennis, they have those visor things on.
Yes, I don't think it was the head.
Okay, well,
they kept, they really spent a lot of time focusing on the hat.
Sure.
The close-up
of course.
The bird crap.
How could you not? Especially in Australia, they have been laughing their heads off.
And then there became a huge problem, and we'll play you some of the audio from this, but the guy then goes to the judge, the official, and says... A bird.
Yeah. Come on. This threw me off, man.
No. And so now he's like, well, I need another hat.
Yeah. Oh, right. Sure. Fair enough.
And then all hell breaks loose. It's bizarre. Like all the different reasons they have for not being able to wear this hat and that hat.
What?
And the dude's got super long hair and a giant head that rivals mine. And so other people are trying to find him a hat. It's craziness. But it begins with a bird pooping on him.
A bird relieved itself on the hat of Riley Opelka. Apparently that's good luck. And there's the evidence. He's looking for a spare.
No. It's in my locker.
Okay, so now he's looking in his bag for a spare hat.
Sure.
He's got another one.
Right.
But it's in his locker inside.
Well, okay.
Is he allowed to go get it? No.
No,
because they're tennis.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of see that.
Because how would you...
He's going to go in and take a snort is what they're... I mean, some... You know what I mean?
I guess
I can see that. You can't leave the court. I guess that's
fair enough.
All
right, so he doesn't want to wear the hat.
Okay,
and
sure.
Can't leave the court.
Right.
It says your coach to give you one. The one he has on his head.
Okay. All right, so now he's saying your coach is sitting right there. He's wearing a hat. Just take his hat.
Exactly.
And put it on.
Okay.
I don't, mate, I'm not wearing another brand. Like, there's shit on it, dude.
Oh, come on.
He's not wearing another brand. He's not going to wear another brand because.
Yeah, he signed deals.
Endorsements.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I thought, too. At first, I was like, oh, you snooty. Oh.
Oh, that makes
sense. Sure, of course. You're sponsored. You're an athlete that's sponsored.
Right.
Of course, that makes sense.
Right.
I don't really want to play with
I mean, listen, why wouldn't you?
That's a valid concern. I really don't want to play with S
on my head. Yeah.
That's valid.
Totally.
Just touch your swing.
Well, there's a lot of chaos
going
on.
Okay, now listen to this. Now, listen to the crowd, and their reaction is because one of the little kids, a ball boy, came up, and he says, here, do you want to try my hat?
Right.
It's a nice little moment.
It is.
Yay! It's all over.
No. Again, mate, they're
okay, so
this is intriguing.
All right, so this is intriguing.
Yeah.
Back up to that part.
Okay.
Yeah, so the hat doesn't fit because it's a kid.
Ah!
And this guy's head is the size of my head.
Right.
So, of course,
I have a massive melon. I could never find
a hat. I wouldn't even try on a kid's hat.
No, you're right.
It's absurd.
Yeah, yeah. That would be even worse than the bird.
The audience is now, like, all tuned into what's happening. This has really became interesting. I was nodding off during the tennis.
Like you do.
And then a bird brought me to life. This is great.
This is intriguing. And then the match official is out onto the court.
Okay, now.
Oh, man.
Now they're bringing people out. Like, what do we do? Rules officials.
So the lesson of the day is always have two caps in your kit bag just in case a bird relieves itself.
Just in case a bird relieves itself. That's a solid message.
Yeah, we should do that here. You know, just in case a bird relieves themselves in the studio.
Right.
We should have a pair of headphones.
If you take anything away from today's show, it's always have two hats. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. Look at this beautiful day. It's nice and cloudy.
It looks kind of hazy.
Yeah, it's a little hazy.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I prefer the big, huge clouds and rain, but I'll take it. It's dark.
I prefer sun.
Dark like my soul.
You are a vampire?
Yes. I don't know what that noise is.
Let's talk about football because the Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
Football!
Which happens a week from Sunday here at SoFi Stadium. Yep. And they made a song in the 80s. Everyone made a song in the 80s, I think.
It was, yeah, that's true.
It was started by the Chicago Bears.
Right.
In 1985, I want to say, they had a perfect season.
Yep.
So they started by recording the Super Bowl Shuffle. Now, this is the team, along with some of the players, rapping.
Yeah, and I played this on the radio when it was new. I was
1985
in radio playing this on the air when it was new. Yeah,
you're old.
I know, right?
Listen to this.
I mean, this is such what everything sounded like in 1985.
1985, 100%.
Bad Prince ripoff.
Mm-hmm. We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad,
we know we're good. Yeah. It's actually the Bears.
Remember, like, William the Refrigerator Perry?
Yep.
325 pounds. They'd hand him the ball at the goal line. And I like the dance. Walter Payton. Ball is like Mickey Moe Mance. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shot. We are the Bears. All right.
We can go from that to Ready for the World. Oh.
Yep.
Oh, Sheila.
1985. Yep.
Oh.
But you know the song you didn't hear a lot of?
No, what's that?
Was Ram It.
What? Excuse me? Huh?
Hey.
So this is the modern.
No.
No.
What do you mean the modern? This happened in 1985 as well.
It did?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know this one.
1985.
I did not play
Eric
this one.
Eric Dickerson was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
A bunch of
this
different
I didn't know.
Rams. Listen to this.
Ram It.
And then they really, really don't hide the fact that there's a double entendre
it
at
is.
All.
Wait, huh?
Ram it. This is the
Big Bad Jackie, and I'm starting this off. The Rams get down so nobody score. And don't you worry, cause the Rams are rapping. When game time comes, we'll be back to that. We can't sing and our dance is not pretty, but we'll do our best for the team and the city. So get on your feet and clap your hands. Let's ram it right now with the L.A. Rams.
Hollywood Hanson, Dodge City Tough. If you throw it my way, it's gonna get rough. I like to ram it, as you can see. Nobody likes ramming any more than me.
Wow. Gee, I wonder what they could be talking about.
Well, you know, being a ram.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody likes ramming more than me.
Tom
is either. Nobody dresses sweeter. But under this cool is a quarterback mistreater. I come from the end, looking for the sack. I don't stop coming till I put him on the back. This limousine with it, my moves are like dreams. They call me the demon on special team. I know how to rock from the toes to the head. When I pull the trigger, I'll knock you dead.
I'm a mountain man from West VA. They call me Perk and I came to play. I learned long ago to ram it just right. You can ram it all day and ram it all night.
Oh my goodness.
What?
I don't think they play all night now, do they? Do they play football all night?
No, but you can ram it all night, Sluggo.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Don't you understand what they're saying?
No, I'm confused.
And then somebody put current players' heads on the bodies of the original Rams.
Which I'm sure they love.
So like, I'm going to repost that in just a second. At the Kevin Ryder. But that's Ram It. Excellent. Good times. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The Rams yesterday made it to the Super Bowl with 2 weeks at SoFi Stadium. It's going to be the second year in a row, only the second year in a row, and the second time that it happened, that a home team plays in their own stadium in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's insanely rare.
Because they picked it, I think, in 2016.
That's so weird.
Is when they picked SoFi before it was even built and open.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, it'll be done. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it. So they picked that in 2016, and now the Rams are actually going to play in the Super Bowl at home.
Thanks for building this, you guys. We'll get her done.
Yep. For People Magazine, 2/3 of sports fans are superstitious when it comes to game day.
That's pretty much all of them.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Because fans are crazy. Like, from wearing a specific jersey every time their team plays.
Right.
50% of people who watch their
will
team
do that.
Will wear a specific jersey.
And they're quite convinced that if they, for whatever reason, not able to wear it, that's why the team lost.
I don't know, because I've worn the same sweatshirt, a Kings sweatshirt, to Kings games.
Right.
The same one that I did when they won the Cup in 2014.
Right.
I've gotten it washed, of course.
Thank you.
But I wear it to every game.
Right.
I don't know. It just...
Sure.
Do I believe it helps?
Yeah.
No.
No? You just feel like that connection, that moment in time is still with you. They can do it again, but you're not really sending any kind of energy out on them.
I mean, I don't know that I'm not.
Yeah, right. that's good. I like that it's lurking in there somewhere.
So 50% say that they wear specific jerseys, and then we're going to take your calls on what you do, especially as a Rams fan.
Yeah, or know someone who does. Like, if there's someone who just believes this is what they got to do and the team's going to lose otherwise.
I mean, honestly, we could open it up to any sport.
Yeah.
It's just your game day ritual because sports fans are crazy. So they say 50% of people wear a specific jersey. 44% say they don't wash it till the end of the season.
Wow. Boy, that's pretty nasty by the end.
Yeah, right?
Woo!
To sitting in a specific spot.
Mmm. A la John Frost. Tell the kids about John Frost.
John Frost is a friend of ours who worked at the other station. And when he was watching a game, if something good happened and he had his chin in his hand, he would freeze in that position and stay there.
Through the rest of the game.
Yes, until something else happened. And then he would pretzel himself up some other way.
Oh, so once something else good happened, then he could change into a new position.
Well, it was whatever position he was in
at the moment
when that happened.
Right.
But he would sit in a specific spot in a specific body position.
Now, this is the guy that created the new detective.
Yes.
He was a very interesting, creative fellow. And I totally believe that he believed that sort of stuff. Like, he's the kind of guy that really does kind of believe, I am affecting the game here.
Well, the survey of 2,400 Americans who regularly watch or attend sporting events found 62% have even blamed themselves for their team's loss.
Damn, that's some guilt.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
I don't blame myself for my own failures. It's always somebody else's fault.
3/5. That's insane. They blame themselves for the team's loss.
I did it. I should have worn that smelly underwear.
Right?
My wife insisted I not wear it today.
So 818-955-KLOS for superstitions when it comes to game day. It doesn't have to be football, but if you're a Rams fan, for sure we want to put you on.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sligo wasn't looking at me. I started talking long before you turned on the mic.
Did you really?
Yes, yes. I was just standing over here yapping for no reason. Those of you that don't enjoy sports, I think you're going to like this because sports fans are crazy.
Yeah.
The Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
It's kind of like gambling, too. I mean, you know, when we go gambling with some friends, there's a couple that they have to do a particular ritual. Not one of those where they pray to the machine. Have you seen those people?
Oh, of course.
They paw the machine. Mm-hmm. They kiss it. But if I walk up, they're like, get away from me!
Of course, because you're in their
bad luck.
Mojo
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. You have a sports superstition? What is it?
Okay, it's not mine. It belonged to my dad before he passed away. So I'm 50 years old now. When from the time I was 8, anytime the Dallas Cowboys were playing, if I came in to the room, he would give me this glare, and I kid you not, Danny White would throw a damn interception. And it was always my fault.
So you were the bad luck in that. And I applaud you for being the bad luck for the Cowboys. Well done.
And I tell you what, to this day, I refuse to watch the Dallas Cowboys football game.
Good man. You're a good man. By the way, thank you for calling. By the way, these superstitions go beyond respondents themselves. 38% feel somebody in their family is responsible, which this guy.
Yeah, right.
And 84% of them have asked that person to leave the room when they're watching a game.
Wow, even if they're a kid. Like, who cares how this affects you ultimately? So what? Hello, KLOS.
Oh, man, you guys had to put that out there, the superstition thing.
Sports superstitions. You have one?
Yeah. So I'm a big Rams fan. I've got season tickets. I went to yesterday's game. I'm hungover right now.
Yeah, well done, sir.
And I never open up the cabinets above my TV set. So what I did is I put a couple of my Rams hats and a jersey up there and this signed football from, like, 5 years ago, and they haven't lost since I put that up there, and it's staying until after the Super Bowl, man.
Nice.
Now, if they win, does it stay for another season, or how does that work?
Oh, no, that means the job is complete.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well,
all
right.
It's so funny how we can all make up our own rules.
And somewhere in the back of your head, you kind of believe it. You kind of think,
Do you kind of believe it?
I think there's power.
Not really, but so far it's worked, so I'm rolling with it.
That's a wise man.
I think what's the harm is basically what most people think. Yeah.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, actually, I had a weird one on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing golf with some people. 16 of us get together each month. We call it the Talkers Golf Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And we go out and play golf. And one of the guys used to be one of my foremans. He wore his collared 49ers shirt, and the first thing I did when I saw him, I haven't seen him, you know, since last month, I gave him a big old hug, and man, he got this look and backed off, and he's like, you touched me. And I said, well, I give you a hug. He goes, this is game day. And I'm going, what do you mean game day? We're playing the Rams.
I love it.
He goes, I don't want anyone to touch me on game day. I said, well, good luck.
I would have spent the rest of the day touching him.
Yeah, and getting other people like, hey, go up and grab him. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I kept going up and trying to pat him on the ass and stuff like that.
Nice.
And I get this nasty text. This nasty text at the end of the game.
At the end of the football game?
Yep.
It
was fun.
I like it.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks,
guys.
You too, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your sports superstition.
As the Rams are going to be playing in the Super Bowl, we thought it would be a good time to talk to fans about their sports superstitions. You have one?
For me, whenever I have a football game going on and Tony Romo is casting it,
right?
I feel like the team I'm rooting for loses.
So Tony Romo being the broadcaster is a bad thing for your team?
He's a bad juju for any team I root for.
Well, who do you root for?
I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, but when I was watching the games on Sunday, I had to root for the Chiefs because I wanted them to lose.
Well, Serge, we have his phone number. We could contact him. Do you want to talk to him, tell him to F off, get off the radio, get off the TV?
No, because I like his analysis, and I think he's a
that's
a great
interesting.
Interesting.
So even though he wrecks your team, you still like him on the air. I like that. That's
and I also like that you root for another team so that they lose.
Yeah, it's the only way I go. And Sunday, I had to root for those Rams because I have the 40 whiners going all the way home now, baby.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
That's fighting words. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your sports superstition.
We started the hour talking about the Rams being in the Super Bowl a week from Sunday, and we're taking calls on your sports superstitions.
For 25 years, season ticket holder for the Chargers until that potato head moving up to L.A.
Right.
My buddy and I had a ritual. We had to swill down 3 quarts of Steinlager every morning before we went into the game.
So you would go to the game drunk?
Drunk? No, I say lubed.
Lubed, okay.
That's a good way to put it. And how did it work for you? How did the system work?
It worked great unless they lost, and then we were very unhappy.
And whose fault was it when they lost? Like, what happened? Because you were doing the system.
Was that on you?
Or...
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh,
no,
I see.
It wasn't me. I wasn't the coaching staff.
Oh, I see how it works.
But when it worked, it was you.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Because the coaching staff clearly blew it, but you took it. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for doing the good work that you've done.
Thank you for what you two did.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey there. You have a sports superstition?
Yeah, so... I have to be wearing my team's jersey or anything affiliated with them in order to win.
But it can be anything. It can be a hat, a shirt,
underwear.
Underwear.
Hat, shirt, jersey, jacket.
Who's your team?
The New York Yankees.
Oh, my God.
I go, yeah.
You should be ashamed to say that. You should be ashamed to live here and say that.
No, it's the history behind this.
Yeah, whatever.
You keep wearing what you want to wear. You don't listen to this Kevin fellow. And thanks for calling with your superstitions.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? I'd like to request BOC Godzilla, please.
I mean, it's not technically a sports superstition, but okay.
Yeah, it's not Friday, the All Request Fest, but... Sure, why not?
Okay.
Hippie Hippie Shake was the very first song the Beatles played as the Beatles professionally on stage, the Oasis Club, on this day in rock in 1962. Jimi Hendrix Experience played a show on this day in rock in 1967 in Darlington, England, and the flyer for the show is Dylan, Clapton, and James Brown all in one.